The idea behind the book really for me is to give a sense of the freshness of Darwin. I think the best place to start, in fact, is with his autobiography, where you get a real sense of Darwin as a person engaged in things, really fascinated, written informally. I think that's a wonderful way to get to know Darwin. But then if you read on through the other chapters and the other parts of the book, you realize that Darwin is just an incredibly exciting writer. He's so enthusiastic about what he's doing. His children accused him once of writing as though he was writing advertising copy, just even when he was describing an insect or a barnacle. So Darwin has this incredible enthusiasm, and that comes across very strongly in the material that's been selected for this. The other thing I think, too, that I hope people get a sense of is that Darwin's very much a man who's has a position within a much broader range of discussions and debates. When you read Darwin, you get a sense of how much he owes to all the people who have contributed to his books, but also you just get a sense of how passionately people felt about Darwin and the incredible range of opinions that people actually have about him. Everything from cattle breeders in South America who are using Darwin's work to figure out how to breed better cattle, to people that are actually inspired to study natural history for themselves for the first time and to go off and do the kind of thing Darwin had done. You get one of his best friends describes how he actually kept the Journal of Researches, Darwin's Beagle book, underneath his pillow so that he could read it first thing in the morning and last thing at night. So there's this incredible sense of Darwin as a writer that engaged people and engaged effectively in the whole world in a kind of debate about these kinds of questions about where we're from and where we're going.